Good evening again, and welcome to tonight's SMB Learning Center. This evening, we're going to recap the week, Love Without a Limit. So go ahead and get prepared with your testimonies, with your scriptures, with your week in review, whatever it is that God has placed on your heart to bring to Learning Center tonight. Go ahead and have it ready as we turn the call over to our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr.
Thank you so much, Ms. Canada, and I thank everybody for being on the line this evening as we have our Learning Center. And this week's topic that we talked about all week long, love without a limit, that no limitations to love, pure love, untouched love, human untouched love. There's no limitations to that. So with that being said, right where you are, let's go ahead and pray. And close your eyes, bow your heads, and open up your hearts. Father God, we just want to say we thank you, Father God. We understand who you are, Father God, not in totality, but we understand enough, Father God, to offer you our best faith, Father God, our best efforts as we try and we strive and we press forward to just please you, Father. Father God, today was a day, Father God, some ups and some downs, Father God, some trials and some tribulations, Father God, and Father God, also some triumphs, Father God, but we just want to say thank you. You said in your word that we should count it all joy. As we gather here tonight, Father God, just to learn more about you, Father God, please place upon our hearts, Father God, the questions that we may have, Father God, the things that we want to share that you have given us throughout the week, Father God, let us not be bashful in doing so, Father God. Remove all pride from this place, Father God, as we execute this redemptive plan, Father God. Execute your redemptive plan just to get right back in line and in accordance with you. Some of us may have not stumbled today, Father God, and we just want to extend to others, Father God, the favor that you have bestowed upon our lives. Let us be so gracious as to share that and not keep it to ourselves. We thank you. We praise you. All these things we ask. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
All righty. So y'all ready? We're doing the SMB Learning Center. So the topic this week we had was, what was it, Ms. Candy?
Love without a limit.
Love without a limit. Now, if you want to talk in layman terms, we can do that. Practical terms, we can do that. Biblical terms, we can do that. Okay, we do not want to box God in, because God will meet us right where we are. Nothing that you say can be interpreted as, why did they ask or say or even suggest that. No, let's bring it to the forefront so that we can all celebrate in what God has given you. Okay, so please, by all means, press, what is it, star 5?
Yes, sir. Go ahead and press star 5 with your scriptures, your questions, your comments, and we will get you right on the line this evening.
Okay, good deal. Now, one of the things I'll start off with this past week, when we talk about love without a limit, it was so exceptionally, to me, just a message in itself. And a lot of times we teach messages and you don't realize that we're also learning as we teach.
That's right.
That means we're not teaching. The Holy Spirit is. Okay, and I don't take that lightly. Because if by chance you didn't get a chance to call in last night, please, 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 I urge you to go and listen to last night's message, because it's something that we all need to take heed and take note of and actually, you know, apply to our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's some great stuff, you know, and we got to make sure that we get these words. You know, we're looking for words of encouragement. You don't need a life coach. You got your Bible.
Yes.
That is your life coach. And if you can't open it up, just 225-364-0211. We're here for that very reason, to encourage one another in God. Okay? Now, we're going to hold each other accountable. Now, if we do wrong, we're going to pop each other on the hand. But that don't mean we don't love one another. That means, hey, let's get it right together. And this past weekend, Loving Without a Limit, it is so powerful, because it shows us how God loved us with no limitations, how we should extend that same love to others. We can't go by our senses, how people smell, how they look, how they treated us. That's one of the biggest things, Ms. Candy. Okay? Treat people right if they treat me right. But if you understand love without a limit, the Bible says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. He didn't say how they do you. He said, as you would have them do unto you. In other words, you know when you did wrong and somebody's still nice to you?
Right.
Even when people treat you wrong. Let me just put it this way. so we can be on the same page. There's nobody that can make Jesus act, you know, ratchet.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Jesus don't treat people how they treat him. Jesus treat people how God said to treat them.
Amen.
And we get that mindset, we're going to be A-okay. And I know somebody saying, well, that's Jesus, that ain't me. But baby, let me put my New Orleans voice. Baby, if you want to see him, I suggest you act like him.
Yes, right.
Because he said, you know, depart from me, I never knew you. That means he don't know anything that's a reflective image of sin. He only knows what's a reflective image of himself.
Yes, sir.
God can't see himself in you. We got a problem, for real.
Yes.
Right? So love without a limit. Let's see what's on your mind.
Mr. Carr, we do already have a caller who wants to chime in. Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your comment for this evening.
Good evening. I wanted to share just how grateful I was to be able to revisit the scripture from 1 Corinthians 13, because we've learned about it, we talked about it a lot, but just to revisit that as it was brought up on Wednesday during Bible study, just all throughout the week, because that's the one thing that we're governed by with our core values. So just going back to revisit that, God allowed something to happen. Ms. Candy presented us with a challenge last month to reach out to someone who we had been at odds with. And I thought about someone, but I was trying to pick apart, how am I going to do this, all the while seeking God at the same time. So I was getting mixed signals because I wasn't totally open and transparent with God. Well, I was presented with a situation where I needed help, and I reached out not knowing that the person that I was reaching out to was that person that I had in mind to connect with or reconnect with. So God put this person in front of me, and instead of me being the one showing love, this person actually reached out, showed love to me in a way that I never expected. So they were actually showing me love without limitation, which is exactly what we talked about this past week. So I just wanted to share that, and just, you know, for us to always be in a position to be obedient to God and what he's having us to do. So, and then another point that was brought up on Wednesday was love must be shown regardless of who the person is. So that goes perfectly in line with what I experienced. And it was just a testimony just for whoever else may be waiting or still trying to decide, how am I going to go about doing this or reconnecting with that person. So that's what I wanted to share.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ms. Natanya. That was excellent. Okay. Y'all heard that? That was excellent. And this is the testimony that we want to hear. Share scripture.
That's
even
right.
If it's Genesis. Let that be light.
Yes.
All right. What we got, Ms. Kent?
Well, I wanted to share one of the things that really stuck with me was from Bible study on Wednesday night. And you told us, when you become love, nothing can stop you from loving at all times. And I thought that was like just the mark of the whole week. Because when you think about it, when you become love, and that's like when you become God, when you become like him, when you take on his characteristics, then you're operating in him, and you're no longer operating inside of your feelings, inside of whatever thought process you have going on in your mind. At that point, when you become love, when you become like God, then you're operating just like him. So like Ms. Latanya just said, loving regardless is easy, because you're not thinking about, I don't like this person, or this person did this to me, or I don't even know them, so why am I going to do this? All you're thinking about is, the person that's standing in front of me is one of God's children. The person that's standing in front of me has a need. So that was Wednesday night Bible study, was just a great way to kick it off. And really just to think about, love without a limit requires us to be in a position where we are just like, in no longer leaning on to our own understanding, our own feelings, our own thoughts, but really, really being able to encompass everything the way that God would have us do it. So for me, that was just the mark of the entire week. And I'm going to stop talking because it looks like we have a couple more people who would like to chime in with their thoughts as well. Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your comment for this evening.
Good evening, everyone. One of the statements that was made last night really hit home for me, that love without a limit, you're 24 hours on call for God. And this is during the time when we're talking about when Jesus was on vacation, trying to have a chill day, and the woman came to him seeking cure for her daughter. And it just really rung home, you know, how important it is that we are always on love duty, put a way to say it, but we're always emphasizing what love is in and through our life. And it brought me to a scripture that pulled it all together for me, which was 2 Timothy 2:13, which says, if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. And that came to me because of the actions, love being action, the actions Jesus took once he realized the faith of the woman, and how he, right after telling her that her daughter is healed based on her faith, he went out and healed all. And that's what we are to do. We are to be constantly walking in our faith, constantly active in our love. And it just brought home for me, you know, what if God had a limit on his love for us? Where would we be? And I'm so grateful that we don't have to ask that question, because he shows time and time again that his love for us is unconditional, that it's limitless, it's everlasting. And it's just something for us to just keep reminded of on a consistent basis as we are also to live that life and be 24 hours on call. That's all I have to share.
All right, thank you. That was excellent, because one of the things that she just said, she said, that's all Jesus said he could be. He can only be himself.
Yep.
Y'all know it's three things that's going to last to the end of the world. Faith, hope, and love. Abide. Love.
Right.
And the Bible says, but the greatest of these is love.
Amen.
But your flesh wants you to limit love and say, well, I have great faith. Oh, I hope a lot. I have dreams. But God said, not so fast. To the left, faith. It goes to the right, hope. The greatest of these is love. In other words, when heaven and earth pass away, love will remain.
Yes, sir.
It has no limit. Y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Jesus could only be himself. You know how people say, be yourself? In other words, don't worry about the outside noise. Be yourself.
Yes.
But in the same token, if you are love, that means you're going to be yourself without limitations. But Candy, why do you keep on doing for Tiana when she don't like you? But I just encouraged Candy to be herself. So why am I mad that she's doing for Tiana unless I'm hate?
Right.
I think y'all hear me. I ain't going to preach to y'all tonight. But you got to catch this. How can you get mad at your girlfriend or your homeboy for doing something that you yourself don't want to do? Let them be them. Because they're operating in love even when you don't.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to let somebody else go ahead and talk. Because y'all say he can keep me on the phone. Go ahead, Ms. Candy.
All right. Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your comment for this evening.
Hello, it's me again. I was reading through, and the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman came to mind, and that's in John 4. Well, it's really the whole chapter of John 4 through 1 through 34, but I'm going to break it down to just a few of the verses, and that's John 4, 7 through 10. And in those verses it says, when a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus asked her, will you give me a drink? The Samaritan woman said to him, you are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For the Jews do not associate with the Samaritans. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. So this is Jesus showing love without limits. And what I want to add to it is we can't just live in our own box and love in our own box. We have to break down our box so that we can show that love without limits. Because a lot of times we just want to love people we know or people that are familiar to us or like us. But we have to break all those barriers down and just give that love to everyone regardless. And so that's what I had to do.
All right, now. She said me again like she's been on the phone already. Thank you, though.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Brandon. So, y'all, love without limits. And it's much like even when we talk about religion. People don't like to talk about religion, but let's talk about it right quick. Why do we have limitations? Because you're not Catholic. What's the problem? You're not Protestant. What's the problem? Jesus wasn't, you know, the Samaritan woman. He said, I'm not supposed to associate with you. But if you knew who I was, in other words, I'm going to cover you in your absent-mindedness. You don't know me, but I'm going to still love you as if you did.
Yes.
Oh, y'all don't hear me. Hey, we got a problem with Baptists because they scream too much. Love them anyway. I'm non-denomination. Love you anyway. Huh? Right? This is how it go. Who's heard of bean pie?
Yes.
Over witness, we got a problem, right? Love them. Who said that you was perfect? But see, when we look at God, we stop looking at people on the outside shell, and we look at them. Look at this something I found. It says, I wish you can see yourself like I do, because in my eyes, you're perfect. When you take on the eyes and the mindset of God, you'll stop judging people from the outside, and you'll start loving them from the inside.
Amen.
Okay, her hair may not be like yours, but I thought you was a spiritual being.
Right.
Huh? Right. Y'all get it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, love without a limit. All right, what we got next, Miss Candy?
Well, we don't have anyone else with their hand raised right now, but I did have something else I wanted to go back to from the week, and it was, again, from Bible study. Bible study was great, so if you miss out on Bible study, you miss out on a whole lot. And it's just how I was talking about 1 John 3:17, and within that it was talking about if we have material things and we see someone in need and we won't give it to them, then we don't have the love of God in us. And I thought that was important to bring back up because every day we have something tangible that someone else needs. And it doesn't mean that every day someone is going to ask you for something, but every day you have something that someone else needs. And the thing is, are you going to think about that and then be always giving, not waiting for someone to be at their lowest point and seek you out, but are you going to say, you know what, God has given me these resources, and I know that this is an abundance for me, so let me always be prepared to reach out to someone else as opposed to, oh, I'll give it if they ask. Because think about it. Sometimes people don't know how to ask. Sometimes people don't feel like if they come to you, you're going to be receptive to them asking. So if we're going to put ourselves in the right position, we should always be in the mindset of giving and not necessarily waiting on someone to ask, especially those things that we have in our possession that we can freely give. But even that sacrificial thing where it may be your very last bowl of cereal, give it to someone in need. But truly, reflecting back on that scripture was just really great for me because there's always something that we can give. We just have to be willing to be doing that. So there are some people also who just joined us on the line. So if you have just joined us and you would like to chime in tonight, go ahead and push *5. We are taking your comments, your scriptures, your review, anything that God has placed in your heart to share with us tonight. Go ahead and do that by pushing *5.
Yes, that was good, Ms. Candy. So one of the things, as we talked about Love Without a Limit in this week, as we do our recap and our learning, this is our learning center, you know, we must first understand what love is so that we'll understand what not to put a limitation on.
That's
okay?
True.
So find out what love is. You got the scripture, Ms. Candy, 1 Corinthians 13?
Give me 1 second, sir, and I'll have that for you.
So I want everybody to kind of write this down. You know, you can do bullet points. Now, this is something that I suggest that you put on your refrigerator. And the reason why I say refrigerator is because we all go to the fridge, okay, at least 2 or 3 times a day.
We do.
All right. All right. So what you got, Ms. Candy?
It's starting at verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away.
Y'all got it?
Sir.
Yeah. Love endures with patience. Serenity and love is patient, love is kind. Love is not jealous. It does not envy. So in other words, we should be doing these things without a limit. We shouldn't be jealous ever.
Amen.
We shouldn't be envious ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because when envy sets in, confusion is about to follow. And we know who the author of that is.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. It's one thing to be jealous. It's another thing to be envious. The envious, here come the demonic forces now. Because when you're envious of someone, you want to do something.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. You can be like, girl, I'm jealous of you in that dress. Don't let that jealousy go too far now. Stop that. I know you were saying it as a joke, but you might really meet him one day.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen is you stop loving that person because you no longer want them to succeed or separate or widen the gap. In other words, they succeed in so much, you don't want them to further the gap.
That's true.
Hmm? Anybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
Love is not proud. It's not arrogant. It's not rude. So when we be being rude, how can we have limitless love? Well, Mr. Carr just had a bad day. So did God. But did he take it out on you?
Amen.
You feel me?
Yes, sir.
When your parents came home just because they had a bad day, they ain't had nothing to do with you. And if they did take it out on you, that's called abuse.
Right.
So why are we abusing people that deserve God?
Mm.
You know when the Bible says, if you deny me before men, he's not talking about your mouth. He's talking about if you deny me the opportunity to allow them to see who I am through you. I'm going to deny you. In other words, if you deny me the access to your body, I'm going to deny you the access to mine, because the only way we can get to heaven is through Christ.
Yes.
The Bible says there's only one way to the Father, and that's through who?
The Son.
Oh, Lord have mercy. He didn't say on side of him. It says through the Son. So if you deny him access in your every action, your every thought, your every speech, you know how people say, if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all? That is an L-I-E. No, you shouldn't even think negative of nobody.
That's right.
Well, Mr. Carr, they show you who they is. Well, in the same token, how many times you done showed God you was a sinner?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody show you who they is, believe it. Y'all know me. I'll take the gloves off. Anybody who even preached that message, tell them to come and stand before me. Let's talk. I like to talk about God. Because if it's good for you, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
Amen.
Now, if we have showed God that we're sinners, God should believe us then.
Mm-hmm.
See, that stuff only, Miss Candy, is only applicable when it's somebody else, not us.
Right.
In other words, that's pride. But when you have a limitless love, love without a limit, what you say, hold on, my past so jacked up, I got to forgive you.
Amen.
Hmm? And I'm talking about your past. I ain't talking about what people know about you. I'm talking about your past, the real one.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yes. Just because you're quiet don't mean you're an angel enough.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to move on. Somebody talking about his tongue talking about me. Okay. So listen.
Okay.
Yes, what you got?
We do have another caller who wants to chime in.
Okay. Come on.
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your comment for this evening.
Hey, S&B family. This is Brother DJ saying greetings to everyone this evening.
I'm telling you, he done went from DJ to Brother DJ. He done got promoted. Come on.
I just want to say true love is like education. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's forever lasting. It's priceless. You never stop. I mean, true love, there is no limit. And just like education, if you think it's expensive, try living without it. A person that has no love, oh my goodness. And just like education, you have to work for it. Same way with love. You got to work for it. Never said it was going to be easy. He never promised you that love is something simple. Sometimes it may go smooth. Sometimes it's some bumps in the road. Just stay on the path, and I guarantee you, you'll all end up at Christ.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's it, y'all. And that's words of wisdom from Brother Deja.
Yes.
A real talk. But that's good. Because, is it supposed to be easy? No. Because if it was easy, if being you was easy, everybody can be you, right?
Right.
Well, if being Christ-like was easy, everybody would do it, right?
That's right.
If
That's
the
right.
world, living in this world, DJ, was easy, we all would go to heaven, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You have to have challenges. And, you know, challenges make you grow. They help you to grow. They're not there to tear you down.
That's right. They turn your mess into a message.
I'm telling you. Whatever the mess is, it will be a message. With that,
mm-hmm.
it's just how you choose to view it. Do you look at that glass as half empty or half full?
Amen.
I choose to view it half full, Mr. DJ. You see? I choose to see it half full, and when you see things half full, what happens is you say, God, I'm holding on to hope.
Amen.
faith- I'm holding on to my hope until faith shows up. And then when faith shows up, I'm going to hold on to my faith until love is activated.
Amen.
Right.
Okay? And when love is activated in your life, there's nothing you can do to hold it. It's better than money. Because if you hit the lotto, everybody's going to see there's something about you. Even if you keep your mouth closed, your whole appearance change. You understand? You don't shop at the dollar store no more.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart is behind you. Yeah.
Mr. Carr, imagine, if you will, I asked you, can I come to your house? And you say, DJ, of course you can come to my house. Here are the directions. I ain't never been to your house before. Never.
Mm-hmm.
But you have clearly given me the directions to your house.
Right.
And I'm driving, and I say, man, this don't look right. Well, how do I know it don't look right? I ain't never been to your house. Now, it started raining. Oh, boy, it's raining. I don't need to turn down here. I'm going to go this way. What am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is God has given us instructions on how to get to him so that we can all gather again. And what happens is we have bumps in life, and we stop letting him take the wheel, and we want to drive.
Right.
We say, no, let's not go down here, but we ain't never been there before. But yet we want to be in control and drive. I never understand that. If we drive that path called love, use that righteousness and patience, then we'll all get there. But that's one thing that I had to really come to myself and ask myself, what are you doing when it comes to those bumps in life? You keep your mind focused and stayed on Christ. And it's not easy. I'm not saying that it's easy by no means. But if you can just do that and let him handle everything, he's already given you the instructions. Just follow the instructions. You know, it's almost like going to a fight that you know you're going to win already. You know, it's already fixed. Take a chance. Come on, show up.
Come on. But it is, y'all. So, love without a limit. Do we have any other callers? Thank you so much, Mrs. DJ. Do we have anybody else, Ms. Candy?
We do not. We are clear.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and pray, y'all, and we encourage you to just partake in that, you know, just give God a try. And not saying that you're not already, because, you know, I'm sure you are. But even let him, the one little thing that we say, God, I'm going to step away from you for a minute right now because I want to handle this. No, give him a try. Let him handle all situations. And watch how, man, can I share this testimony? Man, I had this thing. I said, man, I'm about to, oh, no. Somebody did me wrong and this, that, and other. And I'm talking about right now. I ain't talking about back in my heyday. I'm talking about I'm supposed to be in God, right? I'm talking about now. You understand? Because, see, just because we have God don't mean that we can't act a fool.
That's right.
I mean, y'all see, this is me, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And pretend. So what I'm saying is, I say, oh, no, I ain't about to let nobody handle me nothing. Look, I got my stuff together, and, you know, I'm in right standing, boom, 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 boom. By the time that person got here, by the time God came into play, Mr. DJ, that person got here, God changed my every word around and what I had in store in mind to say, hold on, you was wrong and get on them, this, that, nothing. God made that situation so right to where that person said, hold on, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, this, that, another. Don't worry about this, I'm going to take care of this. In other words, God built unity as opposed to me tearing it down.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
That's love without a limit. In other words, I had my mind on one thing, and I was in right. Yeah, I was right. But God said, your right ain't my righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
In other words, you might be right according to your law and your thoughts, but I got something I don't want to – see, God doesn't want to tear the person down that you think did you wrong. God wants to lift them up as well.
Yes.
I don't think y'all heard me. Because, Mr. DJ, a lot of times, me and you will have this thing, this vendetta against Miss Candy, and she's wrong. Yes, she is wrong. And we'll tear her down and talk about because we ain't God, but she's not. But God said, hold on. I didn't create her to be beneath you. If you love her without limits, I'm going to lift the both of you up, all three of you.
That's right.
So what I'm saying is this. Make sure when your course of action to interact with anybody or anything, make sure that nobody is at a deficit where they're left behind.
Mm-hmm.
When you love without a limit, that means you're getting all the scrapes and pieces. If God came for one you and he would have come for just you, we should never leave somebody who's lost behind. If we have the same spirit that God has in him.
That's right.
Okay, this little quote, and we're about to get off the phone. It says, love knows no limits to its endurance. No end to its trust. No fading to its hope. It can outlast anything. Love still stands when all else has fallen. Love knows no limits to its endurance. It doesn't get tired. No ends to his trust. In other words, I trust you, regardless of what you've shown me, I trust you. I trust who God called you to be. I'm talking about to all the faith-being people. Because a lot of people, we only trust what people show us. If that's the case, you don't trust yourself. But see, trust comes from the very fact that I see hope. I see what God called you to be. So I don't care how you act, and I'm going to call you who God calls you.
Amen.
Okay, no fading to his hope. It can outlast anything. Love stands when all else has fallen. That means when you're broke, when all odds are against you, nobody likes you, they ostracize you. Yeah, they have these preemptive notions about you, misconceptions nobody understands you. They can't stand how you look. They can't stand how you talk. They want to get you, blackball you. When all else fails, love will still be there. It's your job to still love in spite of.
Amen.
Love without a limit. Mr. DJ, go ahead and pray for us, please.
Everybody bow your heads, close your eyes, and open up your hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together again and assemble in our own homes, but in the same place where our hearts, minds, and souls can grow and become as one to worship you. We ask for traveling mercy. We ask for blessings this week. And we also want to thank you for the blessings that you have already done for us, Father. Father, please bless our families, friends, enemies, and acquaintances. Help us to grow together and bring us closer to you. In your Son, Jesus' name, we ask these blessings. Everybody say amen.
Amen. All right. Y'all have a great night, and we will see y'all on Wednesday.
Good night.
Good night.